Okay, Parshas Voy. Okay. So we found by the Mark of Choshech, Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof Gimel. The Pasuk tells us, Vayet Moshe Siyodeh HaShemayim, Moshe lifted up his hand toward Shemayim, Vayhi Choshech HaFego, V'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, Shoshtam, there was a thick darkness throughout Mitzrayim for 3 days. Vayro, Ishes Ochiv, a man didn't see his brother, didn't see his friend, Vaykomo Ishmi Tachtov, Shoshtamim. And a person wasn't able to stand up. It was so dark, so thick, a person couldn't even stand up. But for Bnei Yisrael, there was light in their living places. Wherever Bnei Yisrael was, there was light. Okay. So, could be said this over. Rabbi Chanochmi Alexander says over a beautiful insight. And he says, the Pasuk is teaching us, when it's a Lairo Ishis Achiv, when one person doesn't see his brother, when one person doesn't care about somebody else, when one person doesn't see the troubles his friend has, he doesn't look for an eitzah to help him, that's when you have choshech hafeigah. There's no greater darkness that comes down to this world when one person cares only about himself. He's not, doesn't care and look to help somebody else. And for v'lekomu ish mitachdov. And don't think for a second, I come first, I have to take care of myself. The Pasuk says just the opposite. If you're not ro'ish yisach, if you don't look to see what somebody else needs, for like kom u'ish mitachtov, you're not going to be able to get up either. You're not going to have your own Yeshua. A person wants to be able to pick himself up. The Eitzah is ro'ish, to look ish yisach. As long as it's lo'ish ro'ish, one person doesn't care for another, doesn't see another, for like kom u'ish mitachtov. There's no greater darkness than not caring and not seeing what somebody else needs. The Pasuk tells us later on, Perikud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, beginning of Parshas HaChodesh. Perikud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk tells us, Yoyim HaShem, O Moshe, V'yal Aroin, V'yaret Mitzrayim Leim. HaShem said to Moshe and to Aroin. So Rashi right away asks, what do you mean, because to Moshe and to Aroin? So Rashi says, that because Aaron was also the Torah Maifsim Kamosha, Aaron bothered and did the Maifsim like Moshe, Chok like Kavoid Zeb and Mitzvah Rishayna, he was given Kavoid by the first Mitzvah, Sheklolo in Moshe B'dibur, he was included in Moshe together in the same Dibur, Bayoim Hashem, El Moshe V'el Aaron, Hashem said to Moshe and to Aaron. We find that Moshe and Aaron were Mechabit each other. Even though the Pasuk tells us earlier, Moshe and Aaron were both equal, Shkulim Heim, but Moshe and Aaron were mechabed each other, and they had tremendous kavod for each other. Brings to mind the famous story everybody knows, but Af Al Pi Kein, always good to repeat a story. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was the Rav in the city of Poznan. Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, the Chavetz Das, was a contemporary Pasuk who lived at the same time. The Chavetz Das made known his intentions to come visit Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the city of Poznan. Rabbi Akiva Eiger found out that the Chavetz Das, one of the Gedolim of the Dor, were coming to visit him. He called together the community leaders, the Rosh HaKahal, and he told them, we're having a live Sefer Torah come here. A Lebedika Sefer Torah is coming to our city. We have to go and greet him, Karoy. We have to make plans to greet him properly. So they made plans and they hired a carriage to come, a fancy carriage with fancy horses to come, so that when the Chavetz Das would come to the outskirts of the city, they would escort him into the city riding in the fancy carriage. At Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Rosh Hakala range, and all the people in the city would line up, they would dress in the big day Shabbos, in order to greet the Chavetz Das, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, when he came to Poznan. And the day the Chavetz Das was supposed to come, Rabbi Akiva Eiger arranged and he told everybody to go outside the city. Don't wait in the city, but we have a live Sefer Torah coming. You go towards the Sefer Torah. You don't wait for the Sefer Torah to come to you. So they went outside the city. They were standing by the outskirts, lined up, waiting for Rabbi Yaakov Melissa to come. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is standing there with the Rosh HaKahal, and the carriage of the Chavetz Das comes. They stop the carriage. Rabbi Akiva Eiger greets him. And the fancy carriage they hired pulls up, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger's mechabed and Yaakov Melissa to go into the carriage, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself goes in. And they both sit in the carriage, and the horses are pulling the fancy carriage into the city. And of course, they're sitting, they're talking and learning inside the carriage, and they get into a little machoikis, a svara, back and forth. As the carriage is going through the city, and the people are in front, people all around, the people say to each other, why should we give this mitzvah to the horses? Why should the horses have the mitzvah of pulling the carriage of two gedolei ador? Let's unhitch the horses, and we'll pull the carriage. So kachave, they go ahead, they unhitch the horses, they untie the horses from the carriage, and the people go over, and they start pulling the carriage. B'kiva Eiger looks out the window on his side of the carriage, and he sees the people are pulling the carriage, he saw what happened. He says, wow, what a big mitzvah they have. They're pulling the carriage in honor of Yaakov Melisa. I feel bad, I don't have the mitzvah.
He goes down.
And suddenly he opens the door on his side of the carriage, and he walks out, and somehow joins the crowd pulling the carriage. Yaakov Melisa, sitting on the other side, looks out, and he sees the people pulling the carriage, and he says, oh, what a gewaltig mitzvah they have, pulling the carriage for the gedolei for B'kiva Eiger. Halavai, I should be part of the mitzvah. Why not? And he opens up the door on his side, and he goes out and mixes with the crowd. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger is standing on one side, pulling with the rest of the people. Yaakov Melisa on the other side, they're pulling the carriage. And nobody knows, the carriage is empty, there's nobody inside. And the town, the whole, all the people are pulling the carriage through the streets of the city. And finally they come in front of the Beis Medrash, and they open the doors to greet the two gedolei ador, and they finally discover the carriage is empty, there's nobody inside. So one of the Rosh HaKahal gives it a krech, says, oi, what did we just do? Bunch of fools. We sat here, we swept the whole carriage, we schwitzed, we worked hard, all for naught, all for nothing. There's nobody inside the carriage. And somebody else answered and said, no, we just swept a beautiful carriage, a carriage filled with good midos and a novel. We just filled a carriage that teaches us how to behave. Rabbi Kiva Eiger went out because he thought all the kavanos for Rabbi Yaakov Melisa. Rabbi Yaakov went out because he thought all the kavanos for Rabbi Kiva Eiger. What a beautiful lesson we could learn from this carriage. We schlepped. It wasn't schlepping for nothing. We schlepped a carriage filled with good midos, filled with a novel, filled with derech eretz. No. As we go through life, we have to ask ourselves, what kind of carriages are we pulling through life?
So we have to change the Lexuses now to carriages. We're going to get back their carriages.
So we have to ask ourselves, we go through life, what kind of carriages are we pulling through life? Are we pulling carriages of Midas Toivis? Are we pulling carriages of Gaiva behind us, of COVID? What are we pulling behind us in life? A person who thinks only about himself is pulling a carriage filled with COVID, filled with Gaiva, Kina. The person who cares about somebody else, is Mechamed somebody else, is pulling a carriage filled with Midas Toivis, a carriage filled with Anova.
Mochem, you always ask me why I'm different. I grow up with carriages, not with Lexuses. In my careful of doing carriages with horses.
Okay, good. Okay. The Pasuk tells us, L'yecher at kerev l'shoinoi. The Pasuk tells us that when Yidden left Mitzrayim, L'yecher at kerev l'shoinoi, the dogs didn't bark. None of the dogs barked. We find at the end of the parasha, the mitzvah of pidyon pet chamor. There's a mitzvah to redeem the firstborn chamor. What's special about the kelev and the chamor? So the kelev, we know, since the kelev didn't bark when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, the kelev is zoichet to schar, that ubasa basada treifa, loisai chelu, we don't eat meat that becomes a treifa, la kelev tashkichin oisai, throw it to the kelev. Why dafka to the kelev? Why to the dogs? What source do they have? Because of this week's parasha. The dogs didn't bark. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they didn't interfere with the Yidden living Mitzrayim. They were rewarded by the meat that's treif, we feed to the kolam. The petah chamor, we find that a chamor is also behemoth meyah, and yet it's treated with great kavod. A firstborn chamor, we make a whole ceremony and redeem a pidyon petah chamor. Why is the chamor zoicha of all the behemoths tmeyos to a pidyon to be redeemed? Bechor is only a mitzvah by behemoth tahirah. Why is the chamor different? Because the chamorim helped Bnei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. They carried the treasures of Mitzrayim. They carried the belongings on the chamorim, on the donkeys when they left Mitzrayim. Since the chamorim helped us when we left Mitzrayim, the zeichet and the mitzvah of pidyon pet chamor. Says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, but look at the difference. The klavim, mazaycha tabasa, you give them the sort of the rejects. The klavim, what do you give? The rejected meat. The meat you don't want, the tray for meat, that's what you throw to the klavim. Sort of like an afterthought. Okay, the zaycha, but it's an afterthought. The chamor, on the other hand, when a chamor is born, it's a big mitzvah, it's a whole to do. That's something that we make a big deal of. Why is there a chiluk in the manner of the scha? The dog sort of gets the rejects, and the chamor we treat as a special chamor. Says the difference is how they helped Bnei Yisrael. Because the klavim were quiet. That's all they did. They were shy, they were quiet. The chamorim, on the other hand, actively helped Bnei Yisrael. They went ahead and they carried the heavy packages, they carried the treasures of Mitzrayim for Bnei Yisrael, they actively helped them. Since they actively helped Bnei Yisrael, they're zoicha to greater schar, they're zoicha to the mitzvah of pidyon pet chamor. The kelev, on the other hand, is zoicha to schar, but not as great, because the kelev only was quiet, but didn't actively participate, didn't actively help the mitzvah.
What was the big deal that they were quiet? Because they didn't, the Mitzrayim, they didn't chase away, wake up the Mitzrayim?
The Mitzrayim knew they were
right,
leaving.
Right, so then what's the big deal if they were quiet?
Do you want Klov and Barking really?
Where did you see it? I saw it in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is about the Chamorim. The Chamorim, there was Minchas Chinuch.
Oh, sorry?
Flip side, by the Klov, there was a Kiddush Hashem that came about. There's no specific Kiddush Hashem by the Chamorim. And the proof is, by the Klovim, the Tzoya from the Klovim is Ma'abed for the
Tzoya. The Tzoya.
So you get you make Kedusha out of the Tzoya.
Okay.
Because they created a Kiddush Hashem.
Okay, good. Okay. The Pasuk tells us, Leil Shimurim Hu Hashem. Night of Pesach is a Leil Shimurim, Hashem. What's special with the night of Pesach? What does Leil Shimurim mean? Leil Shimurim was a night that's watched, a night that Hashem designated, set aside from the very beginning for Gula, for Yeshua. And there's a very famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in this pasuk. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that there are five events that happened Leil Shimurim, and the pasuk is meramez to all five events that happened Leil Shimurim. It says the Aruch Chaim Yudbeis, pasuk Membeis. Yechavein HaKosov Lirmois Chamisha Nisim Ufon. The Pasuk Membeis is Mechavein to Miram is the five wonderful Nisim that happened on this night. What were the five Nisim that happened on the night of Yudal Nisan? One was B'mei Avraham, the whole Mechama you had with the kings, the five kings, the four kings, and Avraham won over the kings. The Pasuk says, Vayecholek Aleim HaLaila. The night was divided. That Laila is a night of Tezvav Nisan. The second Nis is Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vayhi Bachatzi HaLaila. The Laila. The third was by Sancheiriv. It says in the days of Chizkiyo, when the Malach Gabriel came and killed the whole camp of Sancheiriv, it says by he balayla hahu. Again, the word balayla hu is that night, the night of Pesach. The fourth nace was by Mordechai the Esther. Balayla hahu nodado shnas hamelech. That night was the night of Tesvav, the night of Pesach. And Chamishi is the Gula Hasida. And the fifth nace that will happen on Leil Shimurim is the Gula Hasida. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, the Pasuk mentions all five. Leil Shimurim Hu Hashem refers to the Nes of Avram. Because through the Nes of Avram, he spread out a moon in the world. People now believed in Hashem when they saw that Avram was saved from the kings. So it was the night of Hashem. That was the night that Hashem's name became known throughout the world. Yitziyah Mi'eretz Mitzrayim refers to Yitziyas Mitzrayim. The Pasuk continues, Hu halayla refers to Sancheiriv, but the pasuk says by Sancheiriv, Vayhi balayla hahu. The pasuk continues, Hazel Hashem refers to balayla hu nodado shnas hamelech. Chazal tell us, whenever it says hamelech in the Megillah, who's hamelech? Hashem. So layla hahu nodado shnas hamelech is Hazel Hashem in this pasuk. And Shimurim Chol Bnei Yisrael Vaday Raisam refers to the Gula Hasida. Then in the future, Hashem will redeem Bnei Yisrael in the future Dairois on this night. So in this pasuk is Merumos, the Nisim that I mentioned in Tanakh that happened on the night of Tesvav Nisan. Why is Pesach called Pesach? So the pasuk tells us, because Hashem Shepasach Abotei Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Hashem skipped over the houses of Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim. So, Chassidus Shavart, sometimes, even though it's not the Pshat in the Pasuk, but it brings out a lesson. The Pasuk tells us that Hashem skipped over the houses of Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And the Lashon in the Pasuk is that Hashem skipped Avotei Bnei Yisrael, the Mitzrayim. So they say over Maisa, that Ramoshu Rei Misasov came for the first time to the he came to the Rebbe Rebbe Melech Milozhensk. He came to the Melech Milozhensk for the first time. So the Rebbe Rebbe Melech asked him to say some Torah by the table. And Moshe Le Misasov said, "Why does the pasuk say that Hashem skipped over al batei v'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim on the houses? You don't skip on; you skip over. The word al is not accurate. She said Hashem pasach me'al. He skipped from over. He went over. Al was mashma. He went on." Hashem didn't go on the houses. Hashem skipped over the houses from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. So Moshe Misasov said, Hashem Pasach is a lashon of skipping, of jumping. When Hashem saw the house of a Yid in the middle of Mitzrayim, Hashem was going from one house of a mitzvah to another house of a mitzvah, and he saw in the middle a house of a Yid, Hashem Pasach, Hashem skipped, he jumped, Hashem danced on the house of a Yid and says, oh, a Yid lives here. In the middle of all the darkness of Mitzrayim, in the middle of all the tumah of Mitzrayim, in the middle of all the arayis of Mitzrayim, a Yid, here's a Yiddish house. A Yid lives in this house. So Hashem was posach. He skipped, he jumped on top of the house. The simcha, that here lives a Yid in the middle of the dark galus, in the middle of Mitzrayim. The way they say over the story, the Moshe Misasov got so enthusiastic, excited about saying this vart, they started jumping on the table, screaming, here lives a Yid, here lives a Yid. Lemaisa, that's a nice little vart, but it's a chizik for all of us. We're sitting here in the middle of Golus, sitting here among the Goyim. We work a whole day together with the Goyim. We're together with the Goyim, a hin and a hair. And we think sometimes, what are we doing here? We don't belong here. Is it worth? What's Asher Pasach? Hashem looks down, and in the middle of all the Goyim, he sees the one Yid standing on the train, in the middle of all the Goyim. A Yiddish house standing in the middle of the Goyim. Asher Pasach, the simcha that brings, oh, there's a Yid. There's one of my soldiers standing in the middle of all the Goyim. Asher Pasach abote b'nei Yisrael. We don't realize sometimes what a mitzvah could do. We do a small mitzvah, and we think it's insignificant, it doesn't mean anything at all. Just the opposite. Even the smallest mitzvah that a person does, the smallest chesed that a person does, person holds back from an aveira, even a person does a little bit of a mitzvah, a little bit of a chesed, it has a tremendous effect in Shemayim. We don't realize it. In Shemayim, they rejoice, they dance. Look, there's a Yid fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. If we'd realize how much simcha we bring, what an effect it has in Shemayim, it would change our whole attitude. We come to Davin. We Davin, so most of the times we Davin, we're already thinking about what we have to do afterwards, what we did before, and what's coming up. Stop for a minute. If a person has the opportunity to daven, use it the right way. Use the davening the right way, and daven to Hashem. It's a chance to speak to the King. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the first sif, Shvisi Hashem Unegdi Summit. Person has a chance. Use it the right way. We don't understand the hachoshev we are, of what an effect we have in Shemayim. We think, it doesn't matter what I do, it's insignificant, just the opposite. Over here, there's a Yid, such simcha that there's a Yid who's listening and doing the mitzvahs and following the Torah. The pasuk tells us that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem couldn't wait. We couldn't wait until the dough was able to rise. We left out with matzahs. The pasuk tells us in Perek Yud Beis Lamates, they baked the dough. Hashem Yitzir, they took out of Mitzrayim. Ugois matzahs tloi chometz. He garshu, they were chased out of Mitzrayim. They couldn't wait. Why couldn't they wait? So Chazal tell us, because we were holding by Memtes Shari Tumah, we fell very low, and had we waited a second longer, we would have fallen into Nun Shari Tumah, the 50th level of Tumah, and it would be impossible for us to come out once we fell that low. And Tumdo Magin says over Mardika Moshe, probably settled. There was once a poor man in Ani, and he went to the usher and he asked to borrow money. And the usher said, fine, I'll lend you the money, but I need a mashkin. You have to give me some collateral, a mashkin. How do I know you're going to pay me back? If you give me a mashkin, I'll be glad to lend you the money. So the usher took his best suit that he had, and he brings it to the usher and says, I have one good suit. Take my suit as a mashkin and lend me the money, and I'm guaranteed to pay you back because I don't have another suit to wear. Fine. The usher takes the suit and he gives the usher the money. It comes time to pay back the loan. The Ani doesn't have money. He defaults on the loan. He doesn't have. And the Ashi is holding on to the suit. And every so often, he sends a reminder to the Ani, your suit's by me. If you want the suit back, pay up. No response, no answer. And the Ani doesn't pay back. Half a year goes by. And the Ani never returned the money. The Usher finally decides, okay, he's not coming back. It's over. I'll take the suit. Let me see if it's if I could use it for anything else. Looks at, says, you know what, I'll bring it to the tailor. We'll cut it down, and maybe we'll be able to make some, we'll use some material. We'll make something out of it. I'll bring it to the tailor, and we'll have it cut down to size, and we'll use the material for something else. So he brings it to the tailor, and he says to the tailor, listen, I have this suit. I can't use it as is. Maybe you could cut it and trim it and make it down to a different size and make something good out of it. What can you do with it? The tailor recognizes the suit. His friend Ani owns the suit. So he quickly calls his friend. He says, listen, you know, the usher brought your suit in to be trimmed, to be cut. How come he has your suit? Ani says, it was a mashkin for, I never paid back. So the tailor says, listen, if you don't pay back by tomorrow, I'm going to have to start cutting the suit. And once I start cutting it down, you're never going to be able to get it back. The Ani hears that, he gets to work, and quickly he's able to collect money, he gathers the money, the next day he comes to the usher, and he returns the money, takes back the suit. So the usher says to him, why today? It's already half a year since you gave me the suit. What made you come today? So the Ani says, because today is the last day. If I would have waited any longer, I wouldn't be able to get my suit back. But a person knows he's at his last straw. He knows he can't wait any longer, that a person wakes up. He does what he has to do. It's the same as true, says the Gemara. He came to leave Mitzrayim, we were in Memtes Sharmitum. We were holding Ata at the last minute. If we would have fallen any further, we wouldn't have been able to come out. The last minute, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But we go through life, we have a lot of these last minutes. We wait, whether it's ruchnius to do things that we should do, or things that we want to do, and we just never get around to it until the last minute, before it's too late. Person wakes up before it's late, the person can still go ahead and be zaycha at the last minute to save himself and to do what has to be done. Just want to end up with a story, which I know we said over, but it's a very, very powerful story. The pasuk tells us, "Ushmartem es hamatzos," right before chamishi, you should watch the matzos, that the matzos should not become chametz, the dough should rise. And Rashi brings down, "Ushmartem es hamatzos," Rashi brings down, don't read the word matzos, but read the word mitzvos. Says Rashi, Alti Kairi es ha-matzois, Rabbi Yoshi Yoim, Alti Kairi es ha-matzois, Elo es ha-mitzvois. Read the word mitzvois. Kiderech shei machmitzin es ha-matzois. Just so we don't let the matzois rise, we don't delay the matzois. Kach ei machmitzin es ha-mitzvois. We don't delay doing mitzvois. Elim bol yodchav, a mitzvah comes your way, asei oisa miyad, do it right away. Do a mitzvah right away. Don't delay doing a mitzvah. Maisa with the Bach, there was an innkeeper who rented the inn from the Poritz, and he made his parnasa by selling drinks and so on to the peasants that came through. One year the Poritz comes and says, listen, I have a better offer for the inn. He'll pay me more than you're paying me to rent the inn, and the business is business, and I'm sorry, but starting next month, I'll be renting the inn to somebody else, and you're out. The Yid went to the Bach, and he told the Bach the story. So the Bach says to him, maybe I can help you. I have a Talmud who's very wealthy, very influential, and he knows all the officers and the pirates and the landowners. Maybe I can have him speak to the pirates on your behalf, and maybe try to arrange a deal that will work out for your benefit, and you'll be able to stay in the inn. The Bach calls his Talmud in, and he tells him the story, and the Talmud says, okay, I'll try, I'll see what I can do. I know the pirates, I know who you're talking about. I'll try my best to speak to him and to arrange to try to save the inn for this yid and to try to arrange a deal. And the Bach says, I want you to go right now. I want you to go now to the pirates. Don't delay. And the Talmud says, I'll tell you the truth, I can't go right now. There's a big fair in a nearby town. Tomorrow's the big day, the big business day. But believe that, as soon as I return from the Yirid, I return from the fair, I'll go. And the Yid says, please go now, because I have to know what's going to happen. I have to know that everything's okay. I can't sleep at night. I worry by day. My wife is having a very difficult time. Please go now before you go to the fair. And Talmud says, believe that, when I come back, I'll take care of it for you right away. But I have to go to the fair for a few days, and as soon as I return, I'll speak to the parents. And he leaves. The Ani goes back home, and his wife says to him, no, what happened? He says, the Bach found someone who's going to speak to the pirates. Hopefully things will work out. No, did he speak to the pirates yet? No, first he had to go to the Yirid, to the fair. And the wife starts crying, oh, it's never going to happen. He's never going to speak to the pirates. He's going to forget about it. And for 2-3 days, the Betzar crying in the house, what's going to happen? The Talmud comes back from the Yerid, and Takli, he kept his word. He speaks to the pirates, and he arranges a deal where the Oni could stay at the inn. Like they say, they live happily ever after. Things work out. Later on, this Talmud was nifty. He passed away. Comes to the Bach in a dream, and he says to the Bach, I want to tell you what happened to me in Shemayim, so you can tell it all as a lesson to other people. When I came to Shemayim, they checked my mitzvahs, my averis, and being that I was an osher, they checked my tzedakah, that I give tzedakah properly and as much as I should have. And they went through my hechashbonos, and I came out innocent or ahead in the mitzvah of tzedakah. And they brought me to the gates of Gan Eden. They brought me right in front of the gates of Gan Eden. And they're about to open the gates and let me walk inside. Suddenly a malach comes, stops me and says, no, you have to wait here. You can't enter. You have to wait outside of Gan Eden. So I said, why? I just was judged by the Bezen Shemayla. I'm allowed into Gan Eden. Why do I have to wait outside? And the malach said to him, because you made that oni wait. Years and years ago, you made that oni wait when you went to the Yerid, when you went to the fair. The same number of days that you made him wait before you solved this problem. And he was Betzar, his wife was Betzar, for those 2-3 days. For those days, now it's Midah Keneged Midah, and you're going to have to wait outside the gates of Gan Eden for another 3 days until we let you inside, because of those 3 days that you kept that Oni waiting, Betzar. That's what he told the Bach. The Bach said over this Maisa, and he said, Mitzvah Bo Yod Chatach Mitzena. You don't realize that a mitzvah comes your way, don't push it off. I'll do it, I'll get around to it, it's okay. But somebody had to suffer for an extra 3 days because of my, I couldn't take care of it right away, and that was a din b'cheshbon also. And that was a din b'cheshbon. When it comes to helping somebody else, a person has to try to help somebody else as much as they can, and as soon as they can, as fast as possible. And the world works midah keneged midah. The way we help others, Hashem arranges that others help us. I don't remember where I heard it. I just heard it recently. Maybe someone told me, or I just heard it. When a chesed comes your way, a person complains a lot. Oh, you have your people, oh, they want something else from me. Another chesed, oh, what do they want from me already? Oh, what do they want from me? I don't recall where I heard it. Just said, oh, think of it just the other way around. That this person, Davin Hashem, this person is Yeshua. And Hashem chose you to be the one to answer his tefillah. Hashem said, you know what? This person needs a Yeshua. I want to send him a Yeshua. I'll be mechabed poloini. I'll be mechabed yenim to go ahead and be the one to insist figure. Be the one to do the chesed. Suddenly the whole mindset changes. Now you're a shliach on a mission. You're chosen by Hashem to be the one to do the chesed, to answer yenim's figure. All depends how we look at life. Look at everything from two different angles. Look at it one way. Oh, it's a heavy burden. Look at the other way. Suddenly not only is it a burden, but it's a tremendous chus. So let's talk about zaycha, that we should be mekayim mitzvahs that come our way, and we should realize the importance of doing mitzvahs, and together we should all be zaycha to the fifth wheel shimurim, to the Gula Hasidim, Heir Yemeinu Amen.